Bob and Janet Underwood are working in a warehouse these days, packing up cherry pills. This is the first fall in years that they aren't manning their orchard market selling apple and cherry products.
It was a lot of work. We did it for 25 years.
So this time of year in the fall, you would have been up to your eyeballs.
Last weekend would have been our busiest weekend of the year.
Now they buy their cherries from a local cooperative because, as Bob Underwood puts it, they're done farming.
You know, that's history for us for now. We're in another venture that's just taking the fruit and putting it in a tablet form and giving the general public the opportunity to have whole fresh fruit in just a different way than it was in the past. Before it was in a cup, and today it's in a pill.
They call it Cherry Rich. Cherries fresh from the orchard are only available for about 3 weeks, so Underwood came up with the idea of putting them into tablets and chewable wafers so they can be eaten year-round. Making them is a region-wide production that sends the cherries around Lake Michigan. They're quick-frozen in Traverse City, dried in northern Illinois, and packaged in Wautoma, Wisconsin, and then marketed back in northern Michigan. The Underwoods say, for years, customers have asked for their pure cherry juice because they find it helps their arthritis.
In fact, in our own family, my wife has some arthritis, and we know that if you take it on a daily basis, it does give you relief. That's not to say that it's curing arthritis. It's the help that you get from it.
Michigan State University has taken note of anecdotal evidence like this, and they've done research on red tart cherries. Dr. Muralee Nair, researcher in MSU's Department of Horticulture, tells what they've discovered.
What we found in the laboratory studies that cherry compounds have the ability to inhibit the inflammation-causing enzyme.
And it's the cherry's red color, which he says is superior to other red-colored fruit.
The red color in tart cherry and sweet cherry are the same compound. But the red color in raspberry is not the same compound as the red color in tart cherry.
He says eating about 20 tart cherries a day and consuming its compound called anthocyanin could reduce inflammation and headache, possibly better than aspirin. Michigan State University researchers say their work is ongoing and they don't endorse any product. But Cherry Rich may not be exclusive for long. Amway has rights to use patents from Michigan State University research related to tart cherries. They're developing their Nutrilite brand foods and supplements involving cherries that they are not ready to announce yet. Nutraceuticals are compounds in plants that may have almost drug-like properties. Research is only now finding out what these properties are and how to extract them. The Cherry Marketing Institute, a promotional organization funded by U.S. cherry growers, is doing its own research of the nutraceutical properties of cherries. They say early results of a University of Texas medical school study show cherries have high levels of the antioxidant melatonin. Cherry Marketing President Phil Corson says their studies will continue.
We have spent between 40 and 80,000 a year going back for about the last 5 years, continuing to push the envelope on health benefits research from the producer side, because we feel as though we've only scratched the surface.
But although nutraceutical research is new and producing some interesting results, David Schart of the Center for Science and the Public Interest in Washington, D.C., expresses caution.
Simply because a fruit or any other food has antioxidant value in the laboratory, in a laboratory test, doesn't mean it's going to have that same potency when you eat it as a fruit or even as a capsule. It's one thing to see something in the lab. It's something else to have it work inside our body when we're consuming all kinds of other different things and we're under all kinds of different influences and stresses and challenges. So it's by no means assured that cherries will have the terrific antioxidant capacity that they seem to have in the laboratory.
Still, industry officials are hoping research can lead to more fruit consumption and help a stunted market that hasn't been a bowl of cherries lately. Bob Underwood's plan is to bottle the positives of cherries and hopefully sell others on the pill's convenience and health. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Michelle Corum in Traverse City, Michigan.